upcoming date is 1/26/2013. It's planet name. It's Nicole Angeline Novick, N as in Nancy, O-V-I-C-K-E. Next better of actual access session is determined by the number of parts provided from my report, according to the information taken from examining Nico and the OTB conditions for which she has applied for Social Security disability include like pain color and bilateral hip pain status post bilateral congenital hip dysplasia. Here is in regards to her lower back pain, some states that she's had lower back pain since she was a child. She states that she's had no recent diagnostic test or treatment period. She states that she has had MRIs of the lower back over 2 years ago, which she thinks showed this causes care. She also complains of hip pain, status post congenital dysplasia. When she was an infant parent, she states that she's had several operations for her hip and dislocations as an infant parent. She's had no recent diagnostic test or treatment, however, period. Next paragraph. Unpleasant complaints. She complains of low back pain and bilateral hip pain, period. She states that her hip pain and lower back pain are increasing in intensity. She states that she can't stand, or walk for a long amount of time. She states that she gets uncomfortable when sitting down. Here she states that she has a difficult time with lying on her side. She states that she can't participate in certain activities such as sports, which she used to do in the past period. She denies any bowel or incontinence period. She denies any use of any handheld assistive device period. Next paragraph, physical examination, vital signs, height, 4'10", weight 135, blood pressure 118, or 76, and heart rate 72. Next paragraph, gender appearance, sex, identity, with an adult female who's well developed, well nourished, and no distress, she appeared probably first in age period. The graduate orthopedic examination was conducted with the HR to allow for a secure medical benefit. Next paragraph, upper extremities, please kind of this template. Next paragraph, upper extremities, inspection, upper extremities, review, no bony and soft tissue abnormalities, period. There were no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Skin was normal in color, contour, and temperature, period. Please kind of paste the template. On that sentence, she had a positive Faber's test of both hips, period. She had a positive tenderness of both hips with extreme internal and external rotation period. Please kind of paste template. Next paragraph, cervical spine. Please kind of paste template. Ranging motion was decreasing flexion to 40 degrees, comma extension 50 degrees, comma rotation 80 degrees, comma and side bending 25 degrees period. Next paragraph, thoracic spine. Please kind of paste template. Next paragraph, the mosaic design, please kind of paste the template. She was not able to walk on her heels or toes, period. She was not able to squat down, period. Range of motion was decreasing flexion 40 degrees, comma, extension 15 degrees, comma, rotation 25 degrees, comma, and side bending 15 degrees, period. Please kind of paste the template. The x-rays of the left hip and right hip appeared. Results were unavailable at the time of the patient period. Next paragraph, finding conclusions after the artistic and clinical examination come and x-rays come and write at the following professional appearance with a reasonable degree of medical priority appeared the following undiscriminate scope. Next paragraph, diagnosis per her report, small back pain and bilateral hip pain status post congenital hip dysplasia. Next paragraph, non-pertinent findings. I'm sorry, go back to diagnosis per allegations, bilateral hip dysplasia, comma, abnormally short, comma, psych treatment slash meds appeared. Next paragraph, and for new findings, the current examination of Ms. Novick, N-O-V-I-C-K-E, has found that she has full range of motion for her upper and lower extremities. She has positive favor signs of over hips and tenders upon extreme rotation of at internal and external rotation pair. She has decreased range of motion of the cervical and lumbar sacral spine with tenderness paired. There was no loss of sensation of the left or right upper and lower extremities paired. She had a negative supply that's being shared that there is a video on the left and right pair. Neurotensional signs were negative pair. She did not require a handheld assist device for admission period. She had an intact finding those one the pleasure. Next paragraph, prognosis slash status. Her prognosis at this junction, comma, is her prognosis at this junction, comma, is guarded very autistic. She appears to have had some treatment for orthopedic patients. Now, she continues to complain of pain to the bulbar spur. Based primarily upon her subjective reports, she did admit from frequent turning and bending her neck and lower back, and from prolonged walking standing there. She does have full overhead use of her upper extremities. She does have full function. I have left right hand spur. She won't be able to handle sort of friends and lodges there. She won't be able to sit for a reasonable amount of time with frequent rests appeared. Next paragraph, since I'm going to come here and I'll be patient with you.